Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at three. Number one.
Down the first base side, diving stop by Harper, just like he did last night. He makes an excellent play against the Astros in the final inning of the game, and that'll do it. The Astros shut out tonight as the Phillies use three pitchers to combine on a six-hit shutout and win this game 5-0. The Astros have now lost 6 out of 8, and right now their lead in the AL West is down to 3 games. The Mariners will play later on tonight at home against Tampa Bay.
All right, that's courtesy of Space Home Network. Todd Kalish, Jeff Blum, they're on the call. And as he said, they've lost 6 of 8. They are in a rough spot here as they have taken on some of the better teams in baseball. And they struggled last night. And their bats have struggled in this run, especially in this series. But they lose 5-0. And Clint, Aaron Nola was special last night. 4 singles across 7 scoreless innings and didn't allow a runner to reach third base last night in that time frame. And as we've said, man, this thing's going to be about those big guns at the top. They had all of their guys in the lineup. They just couldn't get nothing going.
Yeah, look, I mean, he was dealing. And the thing is, he being Nola, the thing is it's – last night was one of those games that we don't experience. I don't recall watching very often, but it just seems like the aggressive approach that the Astros take at the plate was going to bite them in the ass. They are aggressive at the plate, and when those guys at the top of the lineup aren't seeing it well, with the exception of a couple of at bats from Alvarez, obviously as usual, It just seems like from the jump. I mean, I watched a couple of innings early on, and I was just like, hell, when Bregman does square one up, he hits it dead at the center fielder.
Yeah.
When Jake Myers does rip one down the line, hell, it's right at the third baseman. It was just one of those nights where it just seems like if you're not going to be patient, work the count, take the a lot of times the Bregman approach at the plate and get good quality at bats. You look at Diaz and Pena and Altuve for damn sure. You know, these guys are uber aggressive at the plate, and it just, to me, last night was one of those nights from jump that Nola's pitch count was going to be down. When they did hit it solid, they hit it right at people. There are some guys in this lineup that are swinging the bat really well, but I think they are overwhelmed at times, appear to be overwhelmed at times, and you saw every bit of that last night with the Astros. And so there was never a moment. Now, granted, when I got home, Verlander had already given up 4. And so they were down 4-0, but there was never a moment in that game when I sat down and started watching and I thought, all right, these boys are seeing it well. Get a couple ducks on the pond and we can push them across the plate.
It didn't feel good from the jump. And it felt like, well, they got to win. They got to win this thing 2-1 or 1-0 or something like that. And then Verlander gave up the big home run that really, I mean, obviously, hell, they only needed one. And that pushed it across. By the way, Verlander, this was his 2nd start last night. He did speak to the media with his thoughts on the start in Philly and the matchup against Aaron Nola. This was Justin Verlander last night with his thoughts on his 2nd start.
He's a good swing on a decently located slider. Tip your cap. Thought I had Turner there, didn't get the call, and then, took a, decent swing and hit the ball just in the right spot. Harper bloops one in, and then, one bad pitch in a bad spot, unfortunately. I wish I could have that one back, but, especially going against Nola when he's going well. Obviously, it's going to be a tight game. And, once you give up the one, you got to hold him there. And Nick took a great swing on a pitch that hung a little bit, and that was a ball game, unfortunately.
All right, there was really, as he said, one pitch, but he knew he was going to have to be really, really good in that game yesterday, and that pitch early kind of caused him a struggle. He did, though. I think a good thing to see him get up to 90 pitches. Mm-hmm. That's an accomplishment to really get that arm stretched out to where he can get closer to feeling like he can go in and there's not restrictions there, especially 90 pitches in five innings. That's a lot of pitches in a short period of time.
So. Well, for him to feel so good about it, and for a spot, obviously felt like he had his good stuff. I mean, that's very telling. Like one good swing of the bat, couple of bloop hits, and when the Astros when Nola really is dealing the way he's dealing, that was going to be enough. Can I be honest? I got to admit something, boys.
Get it off your chest, well, man. No, we're here for you.
It ain't nothing to get off the chest. Ain't nothing like that. But if I were going to be a big leaguer, I sure enough would like to do it the way Nick does it. Nick Castellanos. Hey, he's smooth with it, ain't he? Hey, he's smooth with it, ain't he? I mean, just that stance. See, 6'4", standing at the plate, that stance, the swing is just, it ain't quite Ken Griffey smooth, but it is smooth, man, for a big right-hander. Usually that's reserved for your left-handers. Just he seems like, you know, a lot of baseball players got that baseball arrogance. He just seems like a cool mother sucker, boy.
He kind of reminds me facially as an ungoofy looking Tony Romo.
Tony with some swag.
Not as goofy Tony Romo, but yeah, he's.
I'm watching that last night, Ron. I'm like, boy, if I was a big leaguer, that right there is what I'd want my swing to look like that. I'd want my swag to look like that. That is just a cool. I mean, now it helps when you're hitting bombs, but that's one cool cat, man.
Well, the Astros are about to get started tonight, trying to avoid a sweep. Get started right now, trying to avoid a sweep. The lineup against Taijuan Walker, and listen, Taijuan Walker is very, very hittable. That's the reason why the line is so high, and they're trying to entice people like Tyler to go ahead and take the over on the Astros. What is that line set at? 5.5 runs?
Yeah, last I looked, it was at 5.5. I mean, it had great odds, but I'm not touching that.
You didn't touch that? All right, man. I don't know.
I think it could happen, but I just wasn't going to fool with that.
What's wrong? You got your little scared? A little 5.5?
Yeah.
You got you a little scared?
I ain't never been 5.5 for nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they love to do that in four innings, man.
I don't care if it's the 2019 Astros.
You've been 5.5 for somebody. But
never have to this point.
But Taijuan Walker, his ERA is north of 6.
There you go. The numbers at 5.5, boys.
Yeah, so, I mean, he throws a lot of fastballs that don't move in the middle of the plate. So he can get struggles. So this is a game in which the Astros bats can get better. By the way, the lineup is out. There is no Diaz. He gets the day off, and they've switched up what they've been doing with Bregman and Alvarez. Altuve leads off with Yordan hitting second and DHing. Bregman at third. Pena Caratini behind the plate. Gamel gets the start again. Myers, DeCenzo is at first tonight, and then Dubon is out in the outfield. So that is the lineup for Spencer Arrighetti. Boy, they could use a big-time start from Spencer Arrighetti today to help them out. But these guys got to swing some bats. This is a very, very hittable guy that they can get to, and this offense they've got to help. Lead the way.
Well, they got to lead the way.
They didn't get to third base, man.
Look, they got to get rocking and rolling in this series, and they got there ain't a whole lot of baseball left. They got to get rocking and rolling for the rest of the year to keep and maybe even push this lead on the Mariners here. They've got to the way they've been swinging the bats the last handful of games. They ain't winning. They're not going to keep that lead in division doing that. They got to swing it better. So no better time than right now to get cranking on that.
We'll continue to keep you updated on what's going on. And it looks like Altuve just went off the wall, almost hit a home run, and they'll lead this thing off with a double. They should tattoo him. As I said, he throws meaty fastballs that don't move right in the middle of the plate.
Really, really happy.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, fellas, Mike Tomlin said by the end of the work week, and it's only Wednesday, so he didn't quite make it there, but they've made the decision. He said earlier, end of the work week, we will know who the starting quarterback will be for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, they brought in Russell Wilson in the offseason and Justin Fields in the offseason, and they were battling. And the Steelers, Clint, are going to go with Russell Wilson.
That's right.
Justin Fields as their starting quarterback to start the season.
Safe decision. That's
Mr. Unlimited.
We've been 500 or better for 15 years decision.
they won a Super Bowl in that time frame too.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but I mean, just like them Cowboys at some point in time. We're talking about them Super Bowls. I mean, what have you done lately?
There's ain't in the early 90s.
Well said, Clint. Well said.
The Steelers ain't in the early 90s.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
They were in one.
It's been a minute.
They didn't know my schedule.
Listen, I'm not surprised. I think there is some safety. There's some safe thoughts with that, of course. But I think they went with the more known product. But I think in fairness to what I know you've said, hell, their known product sometimes gives up a lot of issues in turning the ball over as well. But I think they trust that they know what they're going to get week in and week out, more Russell Wilson.
Let's ride.
But I think Justin Fields is absolutely going to play. And I think there's going to be like packages for him, goal line, stuff like that. I think he is most definitely going to get action, even as Russ is the starter. But I think they both start games this year. I don't think Russ. I'd be surprised, Clint, if Russ just takes this for the next 17.
Yeah, and that's exactly. I agree with you, and that's exactly one more reason why I would go with Justin Fields from jump. But hey, look, we'll see. I just wonder how long Russell Wilson's corny ass is going to carry this. what he was able to do in Seattle. How many organizations he going to carry that through before they realize it's just a different dude?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So Justin Fields loses out, and they go with the proven player. Then they go with the high upside of Russell Wilson. So that is the latest with the Steelers in a tough division. With all those other teams, but they're going to go with Russell Wilson.
Big 3-3, number 3.
And speaking of another one of the more popular franchises in the NFL, the Cowboys. A lot of people looking at their running back room and saying, "Ooh, God, Ezekiel Elliott is the starter? That's what you're doing?" Well, they've added to it now. They've added Dalvin Cook. Boy, if the Dallas Cowboys could roll these two in 2019, 2018. If they could roll back their running back room,
they'd have a 1-2 punch like no other, huh?
Oh, God.
They're going all in, bro.
I don't even know who'd start. But they got these two cats in here, man. With these, man, I mean, listen, Dalvin Cook looked good in his workout stuff. I saw videos and stuff of him working out, and he looked, but damn, boy. Like, I mean, everybody talked about the running back situation in the offseason for the Cowboys and things they may do. And hey, they're going to upgrade over Pollard. And a lot of people saw them drafting multiple different guys in the draft. They were linked to the Texas running back. They were linked to multiple backs. The Florida State back they thought they may get. And now, Jack, they said, that's not what we want. What we want is Zeke Elliott and Dalvin Cook.
Where's your damn head at, dude?
Yo, they might get Emmitt.
Get your foot placement right.
Let's see if Emmitt will come back out.
They might see if Emmitt will come back out. That is a wild, wild limit where they are in the running back. I think you made this point when you. It feels like Dak needs at least a thought of a run game. Like, I don't know, Pollard wasn't great last year, but at least, boy, they ran the football. They were still effective running the football, even with Pollard and the other backs there. It feels like this offense needs the run game, and it just feels like they have just not really made moves to match that.
Yeah, look, if the offensive line is what they think the offensive line is, I think they'll win some games, regardless of who's toting the rock. If not, if they need a guy back there to make something out of nothing, if they need a guy out there that's going to be able to bounce it, a guy that's going to help you in the pass game, they're going to struggle. As I said before, I think they struggle. I think the wheels come off this thing, even with CeeDee Lamb getting his deal. I think the wheels come off this thing, so we'll see. And look, this running back situation is just the tip of the spear.
Yeah, listen, put it as best I can, Clint, I think they'd have a better shot right now with Damian Pierce. Like, I think with the guys they potentially have in camp right now, I think they would have a better shot with Dameon Pierce as as their lead back. With well, I mean, with Zeke and Dalvin Cook and who's the other guy? He's more of a third down.
Exactly.
Yeah. South Carolina.
Worth forgetting.
A good one. I think he's probably the best of the bunch. Right now, at least the guy that you're thinking, hey, man, who you think could go get 100 yards today? That guy whose name has escaped us is probably the guy right now. They would be better off with Dameon Pierce right now, I would feel like. Yeah, it's wild. Your boy Jose Altuve just stole home.
Home play just got stolen in Philly.
And Tyler is celebrating big time, but Lord knows, had he been thrown out, Tyler would have lost his damn on Jose Altuve.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how it normally goes. Your guy gets thrown out, you're going to be mad if he doesn't. You're good.
Ask for a great play. See, that's what I say. You got to take the good with the bad, baby.
Okay, how often has he stolen home?
You got to take the good of the. It was
a hell of a heads up play.
It was an awesome play. Rod's trying to ruin it for me.
I'm trying to let you let it go. Without Albert,
I didn't bring it up. You did.
I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
But I'm just saying, it's what you do.
You weren't trying to let him go.
Take the good with the bad, you baby.
It's factual that he is one of the worst base runners in Major League Baseball in his career. It's just factual.
Tyler was having a good, excited moment, and you brought him down.
He has great instincts.
You drug
him
down.
Take those instincts with the good with the bad, baby.
Let him have his moment, right?
If he had great instincts, he wouldn't have one of the worst rates in base running in Major League Baseball.
Celebrate all
of it. I love him all the same. He's the GOAT, but
gotta take it. Next time he tries to stretch a single into a triple into or a single into a triple, the next time he does
probably happen this game.
Next time he does it, just say, "Well, gotta take the good with the bad, baby."
We'll take one stolen home plate every 3 years for you getting caught 20 times a season on the base paths. Makes sense.
Take the good with the bad,
Tyler.
Baby.
I'll come in there and let you enjoy that stolen base.
I was in a really good mood.
Take the good with the bad, baby. There it is. Good for you, Altuve. Way to read. Smart guy. And then one for two. Not bad. All right. Coming up, we'll keep you updated here on the Astros. Hopefully we'll get to hear that steal of home as they are trying to avoid the sweep. And I haven't told you fellas this or anybody on the show, but I did a thing. On Twitter. I'm not really happy about my motivation. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Pena, close play at first. Altuve's going to try to score, and Jose's in there.
Caught him sleeping.
Bryce Harper taking his time on that close play at first, and Altuve noticed and took off for the plate and scored the first run.
Jose Altuve feeling a little risky out there. Took a risk and scored.
There it is, frisky, risky. Altuve, that is Todd Callis, Jeff Blum, the great base runner. Wow, greatness right there. He's a Hall of Famer for many reasons, and that's just another.
One of which not being base running.
The aggressiveness of the plates, man, has really put him over the top.
He set the tone for the day. Hey, we ain't walking out here, ain't losing. Oops. Great base runner. Adam Spolane, Sports
Not
Radio
a great
610,
base runner.
Also.
It's what put him over the top, and when it comes Hall of Fame time.
To me. I'm with you.
Do we want to spend a whole segment just saying things that aren't true?
I'm
do that.
I've saying well things played, that aren't true. That's your opinion.
I mean, what are we doing?
That's your opinion.
It's actual stuff we can talk about.
That's your opinion, baby. Hey, now.
All
right. Mine? Right there. That risk right there. That fearlessness. That puts him over the top right there.
Little guy, big heart.
1-0. If they win 1-0 today, wow. What he did for his team. Shout out to them. They lead 1-0 right now. Second inning as they're trying to salvage this damn streak or this series and get one and not get swept here. I just looked up here. The Chicago White Sox, for those who are scoring at home, are 44 games out of first place right now.
Rough 2024
rough season, boys. Rough season.
I need Shoeless Joe in there.
And they were eliminated like 15, 20 days ago for the first team. I don't think any other team is actually mathematically eliminated except for the Chicago White Sox. That's British Brooks's number, right? They're 44 games.
Right at
it is.
God, I'm mad. All right, Listen, I'm not proud of my motivations for this, but I did do a thing on Twitter, and I'm starting to get a little disappointed because it has not come to fruition yet, but I went ahead and scooped up that blue check mark.
I thought that was what you were teasing.
I knew he would from jump.
Spend that money.
You did it?
She's
he's got it up there, man.
Wow.
I
didn't need it, man.
Just came today. Yeah, just wanted to ask.
He didn't need it, T. He don't want no help.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not happy with my motivation.
Well, you said that three times. What was your motivation?
I looked up there, and I saw Tyler really run past me. Really run past me on the followers here in the last 6 months.
Well, yeah, I'm up over 12K. Shout out to all y'all.
You got
to
hunt him down. Pull an Astro, man.
I'm like, damn, man. Like, I really don't care about it, but this is bad.
No, you do care. It's okay to admit it. Obviously, you do. If you spent money on it, like monthly money?
Well, I'm just trying it out for a month. They tried to get
damn,
me.
Damn, I'm ahead of you by like 4,500.
Yeah, okay. I mean, let's.
I'm not sure you can catch me, man.
You don't think you can catch him, Ron?
Close to zero.
Like I said, I'm not proud of my motivation. that done it for me.
What's the plan here?
When it crossed 4,000, I just want to try this out. I'm gonna try my $11 out. I just signed it up.
Oh, is it $11 a month?
Just for the month. For the month.
Okay.
Just for the month, and we'll see where we are.
What is the plan though? I mean, you can't buying the blue check mark isn't gonna get you $4,500.
I just kind of want to see what it does.
Got to put in that time, man, on the old Twitter sphere.
I just want to see what happens over this time frame. This month time frame, we'll see what happens to see what we're able to pull off.
Are you telling me you don't want to tell me the plan, or you don't have a plan other than buying the blue check mark?
I'm buying the blue check mark, and I'm gonna do, you know, what I do in post. I'm doing a lot of other stuff using Twitter with different projects, and I want to see what the pattern is and the difference is in followers, and see what happens. And then we'll determine if I move forward and pay for the year.
Well, I think we should drive it home. I think the people out there I think the people out there should follow Ron. Real Ron Hughley. R-E-A-L.
It's the blue check mark.
Yeah, it's simple. Real Ron Hughley. Give him a follow.
I do like the premium.
Do you know what your number is right now? What is your number? 8848 what?
About 8,500.
Yeah, 8,500.
You can't tell.
I'm sorry, 7,500.
What's the exact number?
It's 8498.
How'd you know, Tyler? You've been snooping. You got his password.
No, I looked at it just a second ago to see how far ahead I was. That's when I did that quick math and realized how many thousands I was up on him.
I didn't know you could look at somebody else's following down to the number. I thought you could only see what's showing there.
Right at the top.
Yeah, it's right at the top. I want to see what this does. I want to see if this really, from the text line, Ronnie, you're jealous of T-Mill. I think jealous is a strong word choice to use. I wouldn't use jealous. I'm proud of him. I'm glad he's able to take an off. Just a little motivated by that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
if I don't see a significant jump, I'll take my $11 and I'll go on home with it.
Tyler, I think he's thinking this blue check mark is going to jump the following without
that
a plan.
That will not happen just on its own.
I have a plan.
And he said that real soft, didn't he?
Let us know when you want to present it, bro.
It is. But what was your plan then, Ty?
I mean, what I do, just very, very active on the Twitter at certain times with different information regarding the teams I love and follow here in the great city of Houston. And people started realizing I had some pretty good content, and they jumped on the wagon.
Yeah.
And the Big Orange wagon.
Yeah.
Not just the Tyler Milner wagon, the Big Orange wagon.
As he said, the plan is similar.
Well, we wouldn't know because you didn't tell us.
I did. That's exactly what I told you. I said I am doing things with a bunch of different projects that get posted on here, and we'll see what this does. I do feel like people take it a little bit more serious when they see the check mark. And I want to test that theory. That's what many say. I want to test that theory.
Well, let me let's test it. I'm good with it.
Just want to I gotta check it out. See what it happens this next month. See if it's worth it.
The showman.
And I do, and I will. And I'll give. I will cancel my subscription. I do like the ability to be able to have more characters as well. Enjoy that. Be able to do
that's
long,
my favorite
you're
aspect.
You gonna? No, I think it's a challenge, man. Short tweet, man.
Well, mine are, is for like quotes.
Trying to read four paragraphs, man.
No, the only time I really use mine, but it is very useful, is like, you know, if we have a presser or something. But yeah, those extra characters, they're useful.
Yeah.
Ron,
for the text line, unfollow and block Ron Hughley. Do it, please. That will go into the category.
Now, don't do that. It's okay to say don't do that.
I mean, I want these.
You don't want them to do that.
I do. Listen, I want them to do whatever they want to do. I'm monitoring this to see if it is worth it. All right? Now, if it's, I would imagine this person's not following anyway, and that's fine. I just want to see what this does. Made a business decision. That's what I did there. Made a business decision. All right, we were talking a little bit about what the Texans will have to do this year, to kind of at least match, if not surpass, what they did last year. And I'm curious with this, because I think there's something to discuss here. Do you think C.J. Stroud has to be as good as he was last year for the Texans to achieve what their goals are? Does he have to be as good as he was last year? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Speaking of the good people at Sagamore Whiskey, we're out tomorrow, baby.
Yeah, we are.
A little thirsty Thursday. We're at the Westin downtown, right over there, walking distance to Minute Maid, as the Astros will be back home to take on the Kansas City Royals. Come on out. Come hang out with us. Come pregame with us. You can get you a little taste of that. A little taste of that Sagamore. And listen, I've had it. The old-fashioned mix is delicious. Clint, I know you've had it all.
Yeah. I mean, it's just solid. It is just an extremely solid sipper. Small batch rye whiskey. Sagamore small batch is the way to go. It is currently at your local liquor store. Make sure you're asking for Sagamore everywhere you go. Savor responsibly, y'all.
Yeah.
And if you don't have to ask, because tomorrow we'll damn sure have a little bit where we are. So come on through, hang out with us. And
you can have some too.
Absolutely.
They got a taste for you. They got a little taste test for you.
Sweeter, more approachable rye whiskey. Why the hell not?
Come have a good time, man. There you go. Come hang out with us and enjoy a little time. And then you can, especially if you're going to the game, then you can walk right on over to the game and do your thing. So come hang out with us tomorrow. The Drive will be live at the Westin downtown, right over there by Minute Maid. Come hang out. All right. I'm curious of that. Text in 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Now, we've watched this. We understand this team is improved. I think you can argue most places on this team, they have added something that is better than what they had before last year. I would say maybe with the exception of the defensive line, that is maybe the only spot where they haven't added significantly. I think they have added in the linebacking core, in the secondary, even with the change up front, you feel like that will be better. They have added it's just a straight steal.
Great base runner. That's perfect. That's good timing right there. I love it.
You get thrown out trying to steal second base every once in a while. That's fine. That's not bad base running. Sorry, Altuve, man. Take the good with the bad, baby. Someone said earlier, man, get that Project Pat in you. Take that good with the bad, baby. It's all good. But, as I was saying, listen, the team is better. They're better all the way around. And the schedule is more difficult. Those two things are true. But I'm wondering, do you feel like CJ has to be as good as he was last year for the Texans to achieve what they want to achieve? And not even just what they want to achieve. To me, the goal has to be AFC Championship game. They're a better team with a tougher schedule. Does CJ have to match what he was last year to you?
No. I mean, I again, I just... It is unfair. I don't give a damn who you are, coach or fan or teammate. It's unfair to expect a guy to lead the league in yards per game and fewest interceptions in the league. What C.J. Stroud did last year was absolutely unbelievable. And then if you go back and watch the film and watch how he accumulated those numbers, you understand how they won games. It wasn't a chasing everybody from behind. That's why you had big numbers. It was as cleanly executed and as surgical as you're going to see a quarterback play for damn near every game he was on the field. I don't think that C.J. Stroud has to be better than he was last year. Now, I think there are going to be certain numbers that are better, but I don't think C.J. Stroud has to be better or carry more of the load to make a run to an AFC championship or maybe
even with the teams they're facing.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he's got to be good. Hell, he's got to be great. Let's be honest. But as good as he was last year was absolutely ridiculous with no help. The focus here in terms of going from 10 games to 12 games, going from the second round to possibly an AFC championship or a Super Bowl, it's a run game and a defense. C.J. Stroud is good enough throwing the football, and you put good enough weapons around him where, yeah, he can go out and win you 10, and he can go out and get you to the playoffs. But you're not going to make any significant runs. You're not going to legitimately scare Super Bowls if you don't bring more to the table than just C.J. Stroud and a bunch of weapons. Like, they've got to run the football more consistently and have a more effective run game, and they've got to play better defense, period.
Yeah, and especially with the defense part, you think that's going to happen. Like, it feels...
I don't know.
Defensively, you don't think they're going to play better defense?
I think they're going to play better defense, yes. Do I think that they're – am I ready to sit here and tell you that I think this defense is going to be the caliber defense that you need to make a run at a Super Bowl? No.
My thought was going to be, I don't necessarily believe start to finish he needs to be better than he was last year. I think there are moments. There are certain moments and games he does. Like when they play Lamar again, he's got to be better. He's got to be better in those moments.
When absolutely.
When they played at Dallas, when they played the Chiefs, like in moments. Now, last year, if he didn't play well, they were going to lose probably. I don't think that is necessarily the case this year. I think they can win some games with that pass rush. Like I think the defense can win some games. I think he's probably Clint going to get away with throwing passes to get big yards or maybe touchdowns in which it's not him having to be pinpoint accurate and having to read everything and him having to be the reason
God bless,
that brother. That he did so. I think he's got more talent around him to where it's not just, hey, C.J. Stroud's got to be on his at least B-plus game or better for them to win games. Because when he wasn't, they lost games. And so I don't know if it's that case. I think he can probably win games against certain opponents bringing a B game. I don't think that was the case last year, but I just think in moments when they get those head-to-heads, like he gets head-to-heads twice with Lamar next year or quarterback's caliber of that he's competing against, I think he's got to be better than he was last year. But overall, I don't think he has to have as much pressure to carry this team week in and week out like he did last year to me.
It just with this schedule, Ron, if your only way to go in and score points and keep up with some of these offenses is to get on C.J. Stroud's back and him throw you to it, you're not winning. You're going to be a middle of the road team. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if your thought is to ask second year C.J. Stroud, it's not that he can't do it. It's not that he can't hold his own. It's not that he can't play well. But if your thought is you're going to go in and he is going to, on his shoulders alone, with a pedestrian run game, he's going to be the way that you score points. I think you're going to win some of them. But against with this schedule, week in, week out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think there'll be games this year where, hopefully, there'll be games this year where the thought is, all right, our run game – is going to probably be the thing that kind of carries our offense this day. And CJ just, in some spaces, just manages it. Or our defense comes in and shuts the team down, and CJ just manages it. And it isn't that, hey, man, CJ, well, you got to put up 35 today, baby, for us to have a chance to win. There are going to be some games like that. But I think there are some games where other parts of the team will rise and be the main reason. I think he's got that kind of talent around him this year.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. The defensive side of the football is for me, the jury's still out. Clearly, they're better. Look, Danielle Hunter is clear. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, and don't ain't no sense in leaving the backups out, and ain't no sense in leaving DeNico. Like, the pass rush is clearly significantly better.
Yes.
But that's all for none if week one, Jonathan Taylor is running through you like mess through a goose. If they're able to control the clock, and they're able to pick and choose and manipulate the defense with a quarterback that can run it and throw it, with a great play caller, then you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. From the text line, yes, you need improved defense and run game, but you need at least the same Stroud as last year to make any sort of a run. I think in certain games, I'm not certain of that it has to be that. Like last year, almost every game they played, Clint, like hell, the Panthers, it didn't matter. Almost every game they played, they needed to have CJ to be nearly at his best. For everything that he had around him, they needed him to nearly be at his best almost every game. I don't think that has to be the case this year. All right,
it better not be, because this is a different monster.
Yeah, it is, and I think
why they're in a different weight class this year, boys.
Yeah, and I think that's why they put other people. They put these parts around them. By the way, hey, I don't know if you all saw that. Did you see this? Are y'all surprised that Aaron Donald easily beat Shady McCoy in a race? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. I read it. It doesn't surprise me at all. Shady looks like he ate me.
I mean, look,
and Aaron Donald can roll, so no, it doesn't surprise me at all.
When I stood up there and watched him, like, listen, I see Shady on TV, and nah, I don't think Shady's in his playing weight. But I mean, he has it. He has it. Darrell Revis, this thing.
Oh, I bet he's 25 plus heavy.
I mean, but I mean, Darrell's like 50, 60, 70. Have you seen Darrell Revis?
No, I ain't seen since his Hall of Fame deal. I guess I saw he's a little heavy then.
He was heavy a little. He was from his playing weight. I mean, but I was like, they got. I mean, it was easy. And Aaron was in jeans.
And here you are thinking you can outrun Tucker.
But what kind of Tucker? And I meant the Tucker the day after he hurt himself. Day 86, by the way, with Kyle Tucker as a playthrough. That one, I watched, I was like, damn. When they sat up there, he didn't look like his stomach was just over. Like, he didn't look like he looked like he could still get it. That takeoff, I mean, Aaron just left him.
You think you see Aaron Donald back playing ball again sometime soon?
It is. Listen, man, you got to do what you got to do, man. And your decisions are your decisions. Obviously, he has shown how great he is. He has nothing else to prove. But it is a shame as a football fan that we don't get to see that.
Ooh, ain't that the truth?
Because he could still go. And I was like, what's he doing? Is he on TV anywhere? I don't think he's doing it. Like, I mean, he's just done.
If he doesn't appear on TV somewhere for about a $100 million deal, I would be shocked.
Well, I don't think
he's
got to
be. He's got to be messing with movies, right, or something like that.
I don't
right?
think so. I think he's just chilling.
Good for him. Good for him. Catch the ball, DeZenzo.
It's a tough one. Yeah, he's like he's having a good time. But man, that big joker can still go right now. I said, damn. I wonder who else he could beat. I wanted to get Acho out there. Can he get Acho? I want to see who else he could be. What you got coming up?
Man, we got some final roster notes. A couple guys back on the field today for practice, it appears. We got some P-squad notes, practice squad notes. There is one thing worthy of noting there as it pertains to the Texans that I think the folks will want to hear about. And the Stros. They're about on the back stretch of this season. I got to get with you two boys and see exactly where y'all are at. It's easy to talk about the Stros when they're winning 11 or 12 or whatever it was and everybody's hitting the ball over the park. Got a little adversity here. Been struggling a little bit. Got 30 ball games left in the regular season. See where these fellas are at with these Stros. We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610.